This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. My guest this week is one of Hollywood's top men's celebrity stylists, and she's also one of my best friends, Annie Saltirez. Obviously, on Velvet's Edge, I talk a lot about women's fashion because, well, for one, I am a woman, and also most of my followers and listeners are women. However, I do get messages from guys asking fashion questions and also saying, just don't leave us out. So Annie and I both work with mostly men doing grooming and styling, and we do have a lot of tips for the guys and just figured it was time to share. Also, ladies, if you are listening, there's some really great tips in here to get your men dressed well at affordable prices. Here's our conversation. This is new for you, the mic.
I love it.
This is the first time.
I'm going to drop this mic at the end.
Oh, snap. Hey. Okay, so some of your clients we talked about earlier, you know I have to say this kind of stuff, but you have like, dude, so embarrassed. She's so modest, but she's really the best.
Aw, thanks, Kel.
Obviously, Justin Timberlake, Chris Pratt, Rob Lowe, lots of other guys. But so I get questions all the time because I dress men too. Mm-hmm. And people are always like, what are your tips? So I thought, okay, I need to bring in Annie. We need to just have a full-blown conversation about this. So what do you keep in mind, like, when you're dressing a guy, let's say, because you obviously have a specific style, which is why people come to you. Mm-hmm. But what if a guy comes to you and he's got a totally different style than what your vibe is? How do you do that?
Well, I think it's part of our job to identify what's going to work best on that particular client.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of known for making guys look kind of classic and, you know, I'm all about the tailoring and, you know, if you want something like a bit more flamboyant or kind of crazy or out there, it's not really what I do.
Right.
But you have to have a good fit with your clients, and I have a great fit with all of my regular clients, thank goodness. I've never really been in a situation where, you know, I was at a loss, like, I just cannot dress this person, we're too different, you know?
Yeah, like, you're just not going to get paired with guys like that.
Probably not. Like, people hire me based on my work.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want, like, the sort of perfectly fit suit that's super flattering on you, and you maybe want, like, a Steve McQueen style vintage situation happening,
yeah,
that's definitely
you.
Something I get hired for.
Yeah.
Don't you love a challenge, too.
Yeah.
I love to do things different, you know, more outside of the box. Yeah, I mean, and like someone like Justin, for instance, he pushes the boundaries a lot more than some of my other clients who just, you know, want like a sleek, kind of chic.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks chic as well, but, you know, sometimes he wants to do something a little more fashion forward, and that's really fun for me.
He'll do a little more like hip hop-y type vibe. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's a musician, you know, so it's a little different when I'm dressing actors. I dress mostly actors. For when they're promoting a movie or, you know, usually it's when they're promoting a movie or a TV show or something. And so they just want to look like the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
But when you're dressing someone who's a pop star, you know, they have a lot more freedom to be a little more showy or...
They're also kind of setting a lot of the trends a lot of times.
Yeah,
so definitely. You get to do that with him.
Yeah, and that's really fun. And he has amazing instincts and... really great taste, and we have a lot of fun like coming up with stuff.
Don't you feel like when I think about the way you dress a guy, I feel like your thing is like you make dudes look like dudes.
Thank you.
You always joke and you're like, it's just because if I was a dude, this is how I would want to dress.
You guys can't see us right now, but I dress like a dude. I'm wearing a hoodie and, if I do say so myself, perfectly worn jeans.
And pat yourself on the back for that.
Once again, not to brag, but my boots are also perfectly worn.
Your boots are amazing, and I actually bought my boyfriend the same boots.
And he loves them.
He loves them.
I'm wearing Red Wing boots, which are a really amazing brand that's been around for over 100 years.
Forever.
And I just love stuff like that.
The classic stuff that
classic
fits
stuff.
Really well.
It never goes totally out of style. Yours. The yes. more you wear it, the better it looks. You know, same thing with my jeans. I've been wearing them pretty much every day for like 8 years.
Yeah. But they're always good. Good on every day and in every occasion. Okay, well, since you're such a classic dresser, would you tell everyone about some staples? Because this is the question that I get most from people is probably like, as a guy, what do I need to have in my closet? What are the staples that I need?
Well, I think obviously everyone has different needs based on their job or their lifestyle or
That's
their budget
point.
Or, you know, where they live, climate-wise. You know, everyone has different needs, but I mean, there's a few things that everybody could use. So like find yourself a t-shirt that fits you well. Now, how do you do that? Take a look at yourself, and you want to find something that complements your physique. If you're like a skinnier, you know, if you're the type that works out a lot and you're thin and you have, you know, a good body, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You know, if you think you're physically fit, you want to wear a t-shirt that's a little thinner, that's going to show your body, and, you know, something that's tighter to your body.
But when you say tight, let's talk about that, because like, I know you and I know what you mean, but you don't mean like Jersey Shore, like.
I'm not talking like spandex tight. I prefer 100% cotton personally.
Okay, okay.
You can get a little poly blend in there if you want.
Ooh, okay, a little poly blend.
And those actually last a little longer, but yeah, when I say fitted, I mean something that like, it doesn't have to be like, you know, a leotard.
Right.
But something that is, you know, there's not a lot of space between the fabric and your body.
Here's what I'm going to describe it as.
Okay.
Let's think Brad Pitt.
Yes.
Maybe we could go Legends of the Fall Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. But I also just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood last night.
Yeah, my friend designed the costumes for that movie, Ariane Phillips.
She did amazingly.
She did amazing.
I mean, he looks amazing the whole movie. His clothes are actually, I meant to text you this last night because his clothes were my favorite. It was just like classic Levi's t-shirt. Best look for a dude, if you ask me, that she could possibly have. But he nails the t-shirt look.
Nails.
It's like you can see his muscles through it, but it's not like overly gross in your face, like, hey, let's go GTL. Gym, right. Is that what
gym
you say?
Gym tan laundry, yeah. I watched Jersey Shore.
Okay.
I loved it.
I mean, would you not say that's a good description of the t-shirts you're talking about?
The Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. And actually, you know, even if you don't have, you know, a quote-unquote great physique.
Well, let's talk about that. So if you don't, what are your suggestions?
You should still wear a t-shirt that fits. Like,
okay.
It's actually less, like, sometimes guys who, you know, maybe have a gut or they're, you know, they're
belly.
Not worked out or a beer belly or, you know, they're just a bigger guy in general. Sometimes guys feel like I need to wear something bigger to hide
it. Yeah.
But it ends up making you look even bigger and it's not so flattering.
Oh, you're saying when they buy over and it kind of like tints out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better to just like, if you're a bigger guy and you're trying to hide maybe some imperfections, get a t-shirt that's a thicker fabric.
Okay.
Like J. Crew is a good example. They have lots of different kinds of t-shirts. They have from the very thin kind of Brad Pitt body huggy t-shirts to t-shirts that are, excuse me, a thicker material.
Oh.
So they're just more flattering. They're not so, excuse me, body conscious.
Yeah.
So if you get like a thicker fabric, it's going to be a lot more flattering, but you can still have it a little tighter to your body. Maybe not tight, maybe not like Brad Pitt. Tight.
Right, right.
But you should try to wear something that isn't three sizes too big for you.
Well, that's a common thing I see with guys in general, is just not really knowing exactly how clothes should fit, or just saying like, this fits. I mean, this is my poor boyfriend, sorry, but this is something we battle with all the time because I'm teaching him about clothes that actually fit his body. Like, he does not understand that because dudes just want to be comfortable, right?
They just want to be comfortable. And I think that they get a little self-conscious when they're wearing something that actually fits properly.
Yeah, like they're trying too hard.
Yeah, they don't want to look like they're trying. They don't want to look like, oh, I'm trying to be hip, especially guys who are, you know, middle-aged.
Yeah.
I'm not saying your boyfriend's middle-aged or anything, but if he is.
If he was.
For the purposes of this podcast, he could be close to middle age.
Hypothetically. Okay.
Yeah. And I think also like guys who maybe don't feel so as good about their bodies, they also have a tendency to try and drown it out with clothing that's too big. But actually, you look so much more in shape, even if you're not, if you are wearing like a chino that's not baggy and a t-shirt that's fits you, that's maybe like a thicker fabric, it's a much better look. It's way more flattering.
The thicker fabric is such a good tip. I haven't even thought about that.
It's good for older guys too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So a thicker fabric tee. Let's go to chinos because you just brought that up. To me, the best outfit on any guy is either a really good fitting t-shirt and a chino or a jean. Uh-huh. Like, I just love that look. I just love simple, mm-hmm. classic, whatever.
You could take that, by the way, and turn it into so many things. You could put it with sneakers and like a denim jacket and have a casual look. You could put boots on and a blazer, and that's kind of like business casual. You could put a leather jacket. You know, I mean, there's like so many things you can do.
Right.
If you just have that initial base.
So would you say like a good chino, a good jean, those are also staples as well?
Yeah, and like, by the way, everyone makes a good chino now. Like even at Target, they make these awesome chinos.
Yeah, what are those ones you
sent
me that link to?
Goodfella.
Goodfella. They're super
cheap.
I'm
not getting paid by Target. I'm just telling you, if you don't have a lot of money to spend and you want a good fitting chino, get the slim, or they're either slim or skinny. They're not that skinny. They're like Target skinny. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like...
It's like a straight leg.
They're not like Christian Dior skinny.
Right.
But... They are amazing chinos.
And they're at Target.
They're at Target.
J. Crew has a good chino.
J. Crew has a good chino for like every body type.
Right.
And I would say, you know, if you want to experiment a little bit, take a couple different styles in the dressing room with you.
Yeah, that's a great call.
You know, see just try the tighter ones. You don't, you might like them.
You never know. Like, I'm going to tell you something about a good fitting, whatever it is. I feel like guys don't like it until you force it on them. And then for a week they wear it and then they're like, oh my God, I feel like my best self.
Yes.
It's like a whole new swagger that comes around a guy wearing a good fitting outfit.
And it's like, it's so lovely to watch someone
suddenly
have confidence.
The transformation.
The caterpillar
to a butterfly.
Oh my gosh. They just come out of their chrysalis with these well-fitting chinos,
it's
ready to
beautiful.
Take on the world.
This is the things we get off on over
but
here.
That's my favorite part, honestly, of my job, is when people are like so happy with the way that they look. And they give me this look like, oh my God, thank you.
Yes.
And I just love to make people feel like the best version of themselves. Kelly's about to start crying.
I'm on a lot of hormones.
She's extremely emotional right now.
It is true, though. It is such a gift of our job. Okay, so we've talked about t-shirts, chinos, and jeans. Mm-hmm. The chino and the jean, I mean, as far as the fit, I think that's a place of maybe you could give a little insight as well.
Yeah, well, and also like color-wise, you want to get something that's going to suit your lifestyle. Like,
sure.
If you're in an office every single day, maybe you want to invest in a couple different pair, a khaki pair, a dark gray pair, black, you know. It's good to have, once you find the fit that you like.
Yeah.
You could have
get
a couple.
It in every color.
Yeah. And then jeans, of course, are super subjective and you have to find the one that's right for you. But again, just give it a chance and try something that's maybe a little slimmer than you're used to. And you might like it. You probably will.
And I've watched you do this a lot with Dirks, because you also dress Dirks. Mm-hmm. And he will put on a pair of pants and be like, Annie, I'm never wearing this. And he's like trying to lunge and he like can't move. And then that literally always becomes his favorite pair of jeans. Because once they get worn in, mm-hmm. you know, it's that first initial try on is a little tight maybe.
That's a good thing to bring up. I always tell my clients when they're trying on something that's like a little too tight initially, I say, just do a couple deep knee bends.
Right.
Do some deep knee bends, do some squats, just a few. Walk around a little bit, just get used to the feeling.
See what happens after that.
Just reserve judgment for like 15 minutes.
Yes, because that's the case with most guys' pants, is they're going to stretch out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can always find a jean. I prefer jeans that don't have stretch in them, personally, for myself. A lot of guys prefer if a jean has some elastic in it. Sometimes that's helpful.
Right.
Even if it's not a super tight jean, even if it's just a slim jean, if it has a little elastic in it, it doesn't look like it does, but it maybe just feels a little more comfortable.
Okay.
And then as far as jeans go, I think it's good to have one dark denim pair, which you can wear at night or, you know, to a nice dinner. Or if, you know, you need to look a little more dressed up, you could wear dark jeans with a dress boot or something and put a blazer on, and you could wear that to many, many events.
Yeah.
Or, you know. And then maybe just like a lighter, more casual jean for daytime chilling.
What about a button down? Where do you stand on this scenario?
Where do I stand on it?
I mean, like, what are your
button downs are?
What are your
necessary?
Tips? Yeah. What are your tips?
Pay attention to the collar size.
Okay.
I'm a big proportion person.
Yeah.
If you're a bigger guy, a tall guy, broad shoulders, or if you're just a bigger guy in general, you don't want to get a shirt that has a little teeny tiny collar or like a little teeny tiny placket that goes in. The placket is the line down the front where the buttons are. So you want to get a shirt that maybe has, you know, a placket that's not less than an inch or something, you know? And if you're a skinny guy, a slim, whether you're tall or short or whatever, you can go for a smaller collar, a skinnier placket, you know, so you just want to put it on and kind of look at the proportion. You can know
based
when something
on your
doesn't
body
look
type.
Right. Yeah, your body type, your head size, your shoulders. Right. Like you can tell when something is off.
Right.
So just pay attention to that.
And let's talk about suits, because a lot of these men, I mean, that would be a staple in a lot of guys' closets.
I think every guy should have one, and you can get yourself a cheap suit that looks good. I mean, just like a chino, everyone's making a good cheap. I mean, Top Man makes
amazing suits. Top Man has some of my favorite
suits. H&M makes great suits. I mean, some of my biggest clients wear Top Man because they're really good.
Yeah.
Again, not getting paid by them. Just,
right. Just
but,
a fun
you know,
tip.
If a lot of guys, I think, feel like a suit is out of reach for them because you think suit, you think, oh, I'm spending $1,000. Well, you can spend $1,000 and get an awesome suit. But if you just need a good suit in your closet just to have in case, God forbid, there's a funeral or a wedding or, you know, something.
Anything, an interview. I mean, it could be, there's tons of things that you would need
you want to present yourself a certain way. It's very important to present yourself a certain way when you're in different situations. So you want to have a suit on hand. Why not? And if you do, I would suggest getting one that's a color that you could wear during the day or at night, like maybe like a charcoal gray.
Yeah.
You could wear that, you know, to a daytime wedding, or you could wear it at night to something, you know, a little more formal. So if you're only going to have one suit in your closet, I wouldn't make it tan or striped, pinstriped, or, you know, just do a classic charcoal gray suit. You can wear it with a light shirt. You can wear it with a dark shirt. You could wear it with sneakers if you needed to and a t-shirt, or you could wear it with black dress shoes. That's the other thing. You want to also have a pair of dress shoes. And again, if you're only going to have one, just get a nice pair of black dress shoes. And again, you could get a nice pair of shoes for $40, or you can get a nice pair of shoes for $4,000.
Right.
And anything in between. And again, if you're going to have these staples, which I think you should, just go for something classic.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're on a roll and you want to get a few suits, okay, fine. You get one that maybe has like a stripe or like, you know, a pattern to it. Like, yeah, go for it.
I was going to say too, though, with a suit situation, if you don't feel like investing in a ton of different suit colors, a tie is a great way to like spice things up.
Yeah.
And so I think a lot of guys probably already know that trick, but it doesn't have to be a wild suit. Like, stick with a classic, and then you can totally make a black suit look a lot of different ways if you style it differently.
You can add a cool tie. You can add a pocket square. You can do a
even
fun
different
shirt.
Shoes. Yeah, totally. Okay, I asked some of my listeners for questions today on my Instagram at Velvet's Edge. So this kind of fits in with our suit conversation. Someone said, how do you find a good blazer that can be worn with jeans and dress pants?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. That's it's tough because a blazer and dress pants is like not a suit.
I actually don't love that look either. To me, it looks a little sloppy.
I think it's better to do a blazer and dark chinos.
Okay.
Or they make dress pants that are like cotton, nice cotton.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a better look because when you do a dress pant and a blazer and they're not the same fabric, it just looks like a mistake.
That's what I think. It looks sloppy.
Yeah. So I would say instead of that, again, if you're going to have only one blazer, charcoal gray, maybe black. Because even if you have nice gray chinos, you can wear a black blazer.
Right. Is that dressy enough, though? Think about, like, because I had a situation recently where I was at a wedding and there was the mix and matching going on. Mm-hmm. And at a wedding, I'm like, I want a suit. I want to see guys in suits.
I think it's better to just go for the suit. And you can do a suit without a tie, even.
Yes.
I love to do an air tie, which is just the shirt buttoned all the way up with no tie.
Oh, that's a cute look.
Yeah.
Okay. this comes from Tyler, and he says, are men's rompers actually okay? Asking for a friend.
I almost don't want to answer this question.
I want you to answer it, and I want you to answer it honestly.
I'm not a fan of rompers because they're for children.
Oh, okay. So even when I wear one?
It's not my favorite look.
Wow.
In general, it's nothing okay. personal.
Noted. Don't wear rompers around Annie.
I mean, unless you want me to make fun of you.
Okay. They're made for children. That's
funny. That look to me is just, I don't
know.
I mean, a little bit. Again, like, look, if it's your look and you love it, fine, go for yes. it, you know. But you're asking my opinion, so it's just my opinion.
I love that.
It's just my opinion, but if you have a romper and it makes you feel like $1 million, you wear that romper.
Yeah.
May I also suggest maybe instead like Kelly wears these a lot, like flight suits. They're like
yes.
kind of military style jumpsuits.
Those are my absolute favorite things. I tried on 3 today and they did not fit. I was upset.
Oh,
I know, it's upsetting.
Yeah, I love a military style jumpsuit.
It's the most comfortable thing you will ever wear.
It's super comfortable. It's never going to go out of style. It's just kind of like a cool,
yeah.
easy look.
I never thought about a guy in those. Ooh, that'd be cute.
Yeah, guys look cute in those. And then you can like unbutton it a little bit and wear a t-shirt underneath.
Oh, yeah.
You can roll up the bottoms, wear boots. I like right. that look.
Super cute. Okay, so Tyler, maybe no romper, okay?
Tyler, listen, all I can do is tell you what I personally yeah. think. I support you no matter what you do.
Okay, this question comes from Ruben, and he says, I'm having trouble with shoe matching. Like, what color jeans do my brown shoes go with? What color jeans do my black boots go with?
Black boots go with any jean
okay,
under the sun.
Okay, that's what I thought, too.
It also depends on the boot. If it's a dress boot, I would go maybe with darker jeans.
Okay.
I mean, I think darker jeans in general are just dressier. If it's like a kind of rugged boot, any and all jean.
To me, I'm such a visual person. When I read that question, I was like, I literally don't know how to answer that without seeing the pair of jeans with
I know,
the
that's,
boots.
Yeah, it's you a know? Tough, that's a little bit of a tough one to answer because it really yeah. depends on the items.
Yeah.
But the brown dress shoes, is that what he said?
Well, he just said boots, brown shoes.
Brown shoes. Again, depends on the brown. If it's a lighter brown, you don't want to do a dark jean with that because that might look a little clashy.
Yeah.
You know, lighter brown boot, lighter jean. If it's a dark brown, you can go for like a raw denim or a dark denim.
Okay.
If it's like a chocolate brown or darker.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any favorite places to shop for men who just want well-fitted clothing?
Wait. Do I have, say that again?
Like any, what are the best places to shop for men who want well-fitted clothing?
Well, that, I can't really give you one. Go to this place.
Right, because it just depends on the body type.
On Main Street and First. No, yeah. I mean, of course, it depends on so many things. It depends on your body type. It depends on your height. It depends on your taste level. It depends on your budget.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's
too broad.
That's too broad.
The other thing that I always suggest,
and it depends on what fits good on you.
The other thing that's true. And I also think finding a good tailor is a key.
Yes.
Especially for guys. Like, I use a tailor myself all the time, but for all of my guy clients, there's not really one brand that you could say like, oh, this is gonna fit mm-hmm. you the best all the time, that cut, whatever. And so mm-hmm. you just get a tailor and make it fit.
Yeah you do. I mean, I think that is probably hard for people to wrap their head around.
Yeah,
you know, taking
like,
a
why
piece
are you gonna
clothing.
Buy something if you're yeah. gonna have to get it fitted.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of guys would probably need help with that.
Yeah,
you know, to even know what the clothes would need.
That's a valid point. But if you find a good tailor, they can tell you.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Or obviously, if you find a suit that you like and it's, you know, fits pretty good off mm-hmm. the rack, you always have to go to the tailor and get something adjusted.
Sure.
You know, and finding a good tailor, honestly, just if you don't know where to start, you don't know anyone who knows a good tailor, you have no clue what to do, just go on Yelp.
Yeah, read the reviews.
Literally, just go on Yelp. And find yourself someone. And it might take a couple tries to find someone who makes you feel comfortable and who gets what you want. Because sometimes tailors are opinionated and they mm-hmm. think like, oh, it should look like this and the hem should hit you here and you need more break on the bottom of the suit. And maybe you don't like that.
Right.
So
figure out what you like and try to talk through it with them. I do think it can make a difference even with like shirts, like the sleeves of men's shirts to me are a huge place that I always see. You know, they're either oversized or they can be ill-fitting, and it just like that's the easiest fix for a tailor that makes such a huge difference in the way that your clothes look.
Yeah, it also makes a huge difference. Like if you're wearing a suit with the button down underneath it, if the sleeves are, if there's too much volume in the sleeves, it makes the suit sleeves look kind of crappy,
bulky.
Yeah. I mean, if you just, you know, take some bulk out of the sleeves, it's like a whole different situation.
Right.
Suddenly everything is like laying flat and it looks great and you're not even sure what, it's like magic.
Right. Okay. Do you have any suggestions for the best blue jeans for 40 plus men? Who you dress Rob Lowe, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe he's a great example because they say, you know, we're looking for class, but also age appropriate. That's still modern, like not looking, you don't want to look maybe like too out of the loop fashion wise, but you're not trying too hard either. Do you have any favorites?
Yeah, you want to look current, but you don't want to look like you're trying hard.
Exactly.
I totally get that. Again, really depends on your budget.
Yeah.
And on your body type and everything. I mean, something like a J. Crew, like because they have so many different styles, or like Levi's.
Levi's are the best.
Levi's has a cut for every body.
Right.
And for over 40, I mean, you don't have to wear a dad jean just because you might be a dad or because you're over 40. You can still wear a slim jean. It doesn't have to be skinny. You don't want to have to look like, you know, one of your kids.
Right.
but you don't have to look like a dad either. You can look like a stylish dad.
Right.
So I would say, you know, just always go for a slim silhouette.
Slim silhouette.
Slim silhouette. Not skinny and not baggy.
I think J. Crew is a great place because it's, you know, it can be fairly affordable, but also they, like you said, they have a lot of different cuts. So a slim cut is the way to go.
I just think slim means something a little bit different to everybody. Go for like the slimmest silhouette that you're comfortable with.
Okay.
Start there. And again, Levi's makes like every fit.
Yeah.
The 511 Levi's is a really good jean that I use on young guys, old guys, and everything in between. It might be a little skinny for some people, but even the 501, I mean, they've updated the cut on some, you know, they make different styles of 501 that are a little slimmer than the original. So there are so many options out there.
Yeah.
You just have to keep trying. Bring a friend that you trust who has some fashion sense when you go try some stuff on. And
bring this podcast to the people that you're trying on with and let them listen.
Send Kelly and me a DM from the dressing room.
Yeah.
And I'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Might take me a couple of weeks because I don't go on my Instagram very often.
Ever. Okay, we were talking about this before because you said you've dressed Vince Vaughn and Chris Pratt, who is actually like a big guy too.
Yeah, they're both tall. I mean, Chris is like 6'3 at least, and Vince Vaughn's like 6'4.
I did not realize Chris Pratt was that tall.
Yeah, he's
tall. So
these
tall. Are big
he's
guys.
Like, these are like superhero size guys. You know, they're like very manly.
So what are your tips for the big and talls out there? Because I think that's a hard place to go, and that's a hard place to find cool stuff that still fits well.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, even when I see like a big and tall guy on the street and he looks stylish, I always stop him and say, dude, where do you shop? Because it is hard.
So even you have a hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I do. But a lot of companies are starting to make, like, again, Top Man, they make clothes for big and tall now online.
I think ASOS does too.
ASOS. Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of ASOS.
I think, ASOS has a really good tall line.
Yeah, they have a really good line for tall guys and also big and tall.
Okay, yeah.
And then like Ted Baker is a good brand that I like. They make really, really good suits that are not expensive. And they also do they make really good suits for tall guys.
I didn't realize that. That's good.
But it just depends on, you know, what you're looking for.
Yeah, what about the casual wear for tall guys?
Yeah, casual wear, it is a tough one.
Man, hard out there for these tall guys.
Yeah, but again, like most of the big brands, like Levi's, like they make, you can get any size under the rainbow online.
Yeah, the length, different lengths and stuff. Well, those are the questions. So, I mean, hopefully that's helpful to you guys with especially the big and talls at the end, those couple brands. I think that
Yeah,
a lot of people don't know about those.
Yeah, like ASOS, Top Man, Ted Baker. I mean, I could give you a lot of like high end brands that I put on my clients, but they're pretty pricey. So
yeah.
I'm trying to think of things that are more within reach for the average person.
Yeah,
but a lot of the bigger brands, if you look online, they have big and tall sections. You may not find it in the store.
Yeah,
but you can find it online.
Okay. So, check websites then.
Check
of your favorite places and stuff. If you had to walk away, like if you were just met a random guy on the street and he was like, what's your one tip for me that is just like, if I'm looking in the mirror, what do I need to be thinking about? What would you say?
Well, again, proportion, you know, think about proportion. Guys don't really think about that. Like when you put something on, whether it's a t-shirt or like I said, a button down shirt, a jacket, I think I said this on the last podcast we did. If you're a big guy, don't wear a jacket with like a skinny collar.
Right.
Or skinny lapel.
Yeah.
And, you know, conversely, if you're a slimmer guy, don't wear a jacket that has a huge lapel. It's going to be a weird proportion. So, you know, just think in terms of geometry.
Yeah.
You know, you want balance when you're getting dressed. You just want your outfit to look balanced. If something looks like it's off balance, it probably is.
Yeah.
Maybe your t-shirt's too long or too short, or the sleeves on your shirt aren't hitting your bicep on the right spot. You know, and you know. You just follow your instinct. Now, yeah. A lot of guys might say, well, I don't have any instincts. You actually do.
You'll know if it's fitting you wrong.
Yeah.
So good fit, classic cuts.
Proportion.
Keeping it classic, I think that's a good thing too.
If you don't have a lot of money to spend on clothes, don't buy trendy stuff.
Yes, is a good
just
one.
Just invest your money. Like, get yourself one good pair of boots. I mean, the Red Wings that I'm wearing, they're expensive. You know, they're $350, but they last forever. They will replace the soles forever.
I feel
forever.
Like they do?
Yeah. Oh,
that's good to know. But I also feel like they're better when they're worn in even.
Every year they look better than the last.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know a lot of people don't have $300 to spend on a boot. But if you can find a way, because instead, you know, I'm going to have these boots for my whole life.
And if you think about the different things.
I could have bought 10 boots.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like if you think about the years that it's going to last you.
Yeah.
That's what I always say to people too. It feels like a huge investment now. And I had to get to this place with boots a long time ago. But like you buy it and then you keep them and you wear them every day for 4 years even. And it's like so much more worth your money than buying new stuff all the time. It's trendy because it's not well made. It's not going to last you.
It falls apart. The cut is kind of trendy. So you don't want it in a few months. And also I'm big about fast fashion and the environment. And it's really not good for you, not good for the planet. It's better to invest your money in pieces that you can have a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it is better for your budget.
Yeah. Ultimately, I think it is. It's like, it's just hard to see all the time in the.
Yeah. In the moment, you're like, why would I buy these $300 boots when I could buy these $30 boots?
Right.
But those $30 boots are going to fall apart.
And then you'll buy another pair.
And
then you'll
buy
another pair. Yeah.
When you could have just bought one. Yeah.
Exactly. That's a really good tip. All right. Hopefully you guys got some good tips out of this from us. And if you have any more questions, make sure to just email me at. You can do info@velvetsedge.com or you can slide into my DMs. Also, Annie is on Instagram @AnnieSaltirez, which no one's going to know how to spell.
Well,
it for us, but she never checks it.
I can spell it for you.
Okay. It's Annie.
Okay. So it's @, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She doesn't even know how to say an Instagram name.
Annie, A-N-N-I-E is my first name. Uh-huh. And then my last name, P like Paul, S like Sam, A-L, T like Tom, I-R-E. A-S,
I
like
hope
Sam.
You guys had a pen and paper.
You might want to rewind that.
Yeah, go check. You do check every now and again. So if you have specific questions, she can always, you can always message her and ask that or message me and I'll pass it on.
Yes. Or, you know, message her and say, hey, tell Annie I sent her a DM.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I don't check my DMs for like weeks sometimes. But if you send me one, just tell Kelly and she'll text me and say,
people
check,
are going to be like, I'm
check
not
your DMs.
Messaging her.
She's going to be like, they're like, this girl is too much work.
All right, Annie, thank you for being here and thank you guys for listening. Bye. This is Kelly Henderson and you've been listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. I truly believe that every one of us has a little velvet and a little edge. So it's so important to remember that to be strong, you must be soft too. thank you so much for sharing in those stories with me. You can follow Velvet's Edge on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as velvetsedge.com. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me every Wednesday for more conversations on lifestyle, beauty, and relationships. Thanks for listening.